Boo. It's Ian McKendrick. I'm here at the virtualstudio.tv launch party at B Bar in Cambridge. It's been an absolutely incredible evening, and I'm actually with Sean Malone, the managing director, CEO.
I wish I was, actually. Rachel Willis is the managing director. I'm one of the directors in the background, Ian, helping.
Tell us a little bit about Virtual Studio TV. What is it you do?
Well, it's a really interesting concept because for many years I've been in the industry like you, making conventional video where a film crew turn up, they shoot the subject, then they go away for a couple of days and edit it, and at the end of the process you finish up with a video. You might not like it, you maybe do, but it's certainly going to cost you several £1,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Virtualstudio.tv cuts right across that. It's a much faster way of making video, very high quality, low cost. And the way that we do it is that we film the subject in front of a green screen, and then using the very latest technology, we paint into the background, if you like, a set, a studio, which is so believable, it's almost impossible to tell it from the real thing. And the reason that we do that is suddenly we give people a platform that looks good, it's high quality, and as I said, it's very quick to make. So typically a 3.5 minute video takes about 3.5 minutes to make.
Oh, that's impressive. I mean, I've just been watching some of the demonstrations that you've been giving this evening, and quite audible gasps of amazement from people where somebody just stood up, did the presentation, had all the graphics and everything appear behind them as if by magic on the screen, and they were just standing in front of a wall with a sort of green thing hanging down the back. It was almost like magic.
It is, and it's one of those moments of realization for people that you can make video now much quicker and at a lower cost than ever before. I think typically, I mean, we've all been in meetings, Ian, where somebody's suggested, why don't we make a video? And somebody says, well, we made one 4 years ago and it wasn't very good. Let's not do it again. We're now in a world where we think routinely people will want to communicate through video by day, by hour, immediately, quickly. They want it available, affordable, and instantly accessible. And this is what virtualstudio.tv offers.
So is that what gave you the idea for putting the company together, is actually to sort of start using all the latest technologies so that you could offer this kind of service? Did you feel there was a demand out there for it?
Well, I had a company, I still do have a company, called Yellow Spanner, which is a production company. And I made the decision to employ my daughter several years ago. And she said, you know what, Sean, you're dull, predictable, but mostly dull, and you're doing something the same old way, you're making videos the same old way, which we would typically make a corporate video and charge £5,000. This is a technology that Rachel found in North America, brought it back to us 2 years ago and said, this is what we need to do, and we need to do it now.
Yeah.
I said, we can't possibly do that, because if we were charging somebody £5,000 to make a video, and now we're charging them £650, how are we going to make any money? And the reason that Rachel wants to go down this route, and now I'm a complete convert, is that we want to see it rather like your favorite restaurant. You want to pop in, you want to create something, enjoy the experience, and go away. And it's not a big deal anymore to make a video. It's very low cost and very easy and quick. And that was what inspired us. It was some technology from America. Putting the PowerPoint and all the other elements in took more than a year to solve the problems and all the pain of that. We've now solved that.
But it looks so slick.
It does.
It looks like a $1 million production. I just couldn't believe it.
Oh, it's nice of you to say that. But
And if you don't mind me saying, another thing that I really like is that your approach to business is very different to other businesses that I see. You're a family business, first and foremost, aren't you?
Yes, my daughter Rachel is the MD of the company. I'm very much in the background. My wife is also a director of the company. My wife and I run a separate company. And and her brother now works for her in the business.
I know, but you're not hands off. You all lump in together. I was talking to Rachel earlier about, I said, it must be boring sitting around the table at meal times talking about business all the time. She says, no, we love it.
You know, it's a bit like having a farm, you know. I suppose farmers sit round the table and talk, and they talk about the cattle and milking, and they talk about the family. It's all inextricably linked. I mean, we have a very strong feeling about what, you know, how we do business. We say we can do business with anyone, but you'll do great business with friends.
Yeah.
And we want to make friends with our clients. We want them to come back again and again and again. And we care about people. And yeah. I think
that shows from tonight. I mean, just listen to everybody singing in there. To that, you've even got someone to come in and sing along tonight to real create a good party atmosphere. Yeah. And you've been sort of like geeing everybody up to get involved and mix and do networking and providing the drinks. You've been incredibly generous. It's been a wonderful evening.
Well, it's very kind of you to say that. I'm glad that people enjoyed it. I think it's a very high-tech business, but it's based on very traditional family values. And I'm glad that you've spotted that, because that is important. I think it is enormously important.
I think in today's, not just today's climate, but in today's marketplace, you not only do you need a differentiator, you need to stand out from the crowd, or a USP, that's gonna put you above your competitors. It's when you start looking out for your clients and your potential clients, like you've done tonight. I think it's absolutely amazing, and hats off to you guys.
Well, it's very good of you to say that, and we're delighted that you spotted that. I think it is so important in today's world. Things can become incredibly superficial. There's a huge gap emerges between the marketing promise and the customer experience, and we've all been enticed into businesses that claim a lot and deliver little. What we want to do is say, come to us, we care about you, we care about our customers, and we want to have a very long-term relationship with you. So it is a cliche, it's not the video you make, it's the next one that we really want to make with you.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, well, that's, I think, been a wonderful interview here, a little bit of an insight into your company and how it's going. Where are you going in the future? How do you see things panning out?
It's a very young business. We'd like to attract some young people. We'll get on a hobby horse here, but there's an awful lot of talented young people out there who can't get work at the moment. We're really keen and very close to offering some of them a job, which we're very excited about. And we want their enthusiasm and passion and energy to drive us forward.
And the technology that's coming down the line as well. Your guys, is it Steve, is it that's...
Well, we've got Steve, we've got Jamie, who's taking a lead role in that. There's a lot of exciting things. We've got online classroom, we've got streaming sites, and again, very robust solutions, simple to access, easy to use, and very affordable.
Brilliant. All right, that's excellent, Sean. Thank you very much indeed. So it's Ian McKendrick at the B Bar Virtual Studio TV launch event here in Cambridge. Audio Boo fans, it's Ian McKendrick signing off. Over and out.